find the Welsh revival, for example, it was two ladies somewhere that prayed for years, and then suddenly it happened, and it was marked by prayer. Other revivals, I'm also reading a book called God's Generals, which is Ruan, actually. I should give it back to him before he moves. But it's just about the revivalists from the past, and often you find it was guys devoted to prayer and fasting, corporate prayer, coming together, and just pray to pray. Pray to be with God, like no specific agenda necessarily, not only when someone has cancer or when someone died or whatever, just come together to pray and to seek the Lord. And I think, okay, look, there's a couple of things that we can really do to attract the presence of the Lord. It's something like God wants to be with us, but then there's some things we can do to really that God, it's like, I'm coming, okay, and he wants to be there. And then there are some things we can do that makes God leave and actually fight against us, okay? So pride being one of those things. It says, what is the verse? God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. Now, what does it look like when God resists us? Yeah, I think it can look like he's fighting against us. But when we humble ourselves, and I think humble ourselves and pray, it's like it attracts the presence of the Lord. Okay, and that's individually and corporately, I believe. Yeah? But one thing that I think for us as Josh Gen, if you've been here for longer than 2 weeks, I hope you've heard this verse before, but Acts 2:42 is kind of what we desire. It's what we see the early church did, and we desire that for us. And it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and the prayers. And so the prayers, I think that in Greek, I actually got the word there. It's the first time I ever went to look at Greek for a preach, okay? And I don't know, proserpina, okay? Oh, how's that? Okay, that's a bit wild, okay? So, but proserpina, it's, I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm sorry for any Greek people here. Yeah. Uncle Frank, I think that's about it, no? Close enough, okay? So, I'm trying to read Greek in a Russian alphabet here, so I don't know how it's coming out, okay? But that, the prayers, doesn't refer to in a room, closing of the, and you one-on-one with God. It speaks about all the examples where that word comes across. It's corporate. It's together. When they came together. It's like when, one of the examples is when Peter was in prison. It says that the disciples gathered together and they prayed. That's that word, the prayers. All right. And so I think, unfortunately, and you might agree with me, that if we ever call a meeting in church, what is the worst attended one? It's prayer. Okay. A finance meeting. All right, true that. Okay, the giving party. but pray. Unfortunately, man, we can call a worship meeting. People are like, oh, it's going to be cool because we're going to feel the presence of the Lord, and we'll come, and they might rock up 40 people. Prayer meeting. Yes, I'm stoked if there's 5 new people. All right, and I think unfortunately we're missing something that's key for us as a church because we misunderstand prayer, the praise, and it just disappeared. So I'm not going to touch today on all the others like the devoted themselves to apostolic teaching and whatever, because I think we've just done that, and I encourage you at 4:12, what has been spoken through the apostles, devote yourself to that. If the Lord touched something in your heart, consider it again. Like, Lord, what does it look like for me to apply this in my life now? But my prayer for us today is that something regarding the prayers can be stirred in our hearts that we want to. We want to. We want to be here. Amen? All right. Let me just see it. So, one of the interesting things, actually regarding church, so in Matthew 21:12, Jesus said this, and it's the only time that, or one of the only times that I saw Jesus getting angry, righteous anger, all right? He said, and Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons, all right? I saw a pigeon somewhere here earlier who's selling. Okay, I'm joking. Sorry, bad joke. Okay, and then he said to them, "It is written that my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you made it a den of robbers." And Jesus had this thing that, man, the church ideally should be now not the only thing, but it's going to be marked by praying together. All right, but often now, I mean, I don't know how many of you even know, but we have prayer meetings together in the mornings before we hear, or on Tuesday mornings we have prayer meetings, and I'll give you some more details about that now. But it must be marked by prayer, all right? And I think sometimes we switch to what is easy for us, a house of worship, and it's not wrong, okay? Or a house of prophetic, or a house of teaching, okay? But as Jesus said, it will be mocked by a house of prayer. And I want to stir us that there's something that can be unlocked for us this morning regarding prayer. So interesting, with the Walsh Revival, with the two ladies that started with prayer. So that was a significant move of the Lord that happened in Wales, just with revival breaking out. But unfortunately, what they said, how that revival ended, is it says the Welsh sang themselves out of revival. What used to happen is they would come together, they would pray, and the presence of the Lord would come, and some stuff would happen, and people would get saved, and whatever. But the Welsh like singing, okay? I don't know how many of you know that, okay? But the Welsh pubs, or what, close to the Irish, okay? They dig singing. And so it says, what then happened is that instead of praying together, they would come and they would sing together. And singing in itself isn't wrong, okay? I hope you know me. I love leading worship. I love singing. But then it says, they started missing the times of just coming to pray together and to bless the Lord and speak to God and press in together. And it says, soon the revival ended. And a danger for us, as Josh Jen, is we're quite strong in the prophetic, okay? We encourage that. We said, man, we desire all of you to prophesy. And so come. But one thing that was interesting, what I found over the last couple of weeks in our prayer meetings, is our prayer muscles are weak together. Né? And so we would come, and maybe someone would give direction for the prayer meeting and say, hey, let's just pray into this thing. And two people would pray, and then someone would start, I just feel the Lord says. And we encourage the prophetic, but it's like we prophesy ourselves out of something here. It can. Because our prayer arm is weak. So we're like, let's go to the strong one that we know how to work in. And it says, I feel the Lord says. And we don't know how to just simply bless the Lord in our prayers anymore. All right? And so this morning, I don't want to squash the prophetic at all, okay? I don't want to squash worship. There's none of that, okay? We highly encourage it. But I think there's something regarding prayers that if we understand it, it will shift our hearts, all right? Okay, and so this morning was funny. At the prayer meeting, I said to the guys, let's before we prophesy, let's just pray together. And it was amazing. Just as we lift the Lord up, how something in our hearts shift. Even before we start asking or before we start saying the Lord wants to do this, we just actually hear, God, what is it that you want to do this morning? What is in your heart? And we pray into that. We just find the Lord. And I desire that for us, man, that we will not be those who prophesy ourselves out of revival. But we pray and find what is it that the Lord wants to do. One of my highlights with the elders a while ago is we had a prayer time together. We just sensed, man, we are weak in prayer. Like our meetings coming together, it's not necessarily marked by prayer. So I said, we called a meeting a Sunday afternoon. I said, we're just going to pray together, 2 hours. Just going to pray. Man, it was one of my highlights of the year, if I'm honest. That time, it was like the Lord just pulled in. We had no agenda, nothing. He said, we're just going to come to minister together to minister unto the Lord in prayer. And we had to, at a stage, okay, guys, it is late. We need to go home. Yeah. Simply coming to pray because we want to pray. Yeah. All right. So, but then the question, is everybody okay? It's pretty heavy at the moment. Okay? It seems like I need to make a joke. So coming together, the big question is, then how do we pray? How are we supposed to pray when we come together? And I think one of the key reasons why we find prayer meetings sometimes incredibly boring, okay, is because we've got like a tape recorder that is on repeat. Now, I don't know if you in your house, but I remember growing up, I probably heard my dad pray before a meal twice different than all the other nights, okay? And so it is this classic thing when we come together, and so just like, for example, before we pray for the food, I mean, if you really analyze that prayer, wow, okay, like I think, so, I mean, classic family gathering, and they ask, okay, Mike, would you please pray? No, I don't want to throw you on the bus, okay, Mike will never do this, okay, but, so you get the classic guy to pray, and so we all close our eyes, and they says, Lord, we just thank you for this day. Hey, lovely day, okay, add lovely in there, and we just thank you for this day, God, and we just want to pray, God, that you would be here with us. Now, that's the part that really confuses me, okay? Like, pray that you'll be here with us, okay? We'll get there. Lord, we thank you for the food, And we pray that you'll bless the hands that prepared it. Now, I mean, I'm sure when God heard that part, it's like, oh man, that part moved me. Okay, like who was the person that did it? Like, whose hands was it? I could never get that. Why the hands, not the person? Okay, and so has anybody ever analyzed prayers like that? But it's like this. So sometimes I'm just like, man, if you want to eat the food, record the tape, put it in the machine, play it and start eating, okay? Because sometimes I think God is standing there like, okay? And I mean, I don't know. I think if it's out of faith, it does move his heart. But I think sometimes when we start with the reciting of a line that we've heard, I don't know how much it moves his heart. And it's like, oh, well. It's like, okay. And then, okay, cool, let's eat. Yeah, we're laughing, but it's so true. How many of you have prayed that line over and over and over again? Okay? Never. No, Ivan, I know you wouldn't do it. And then we just try to finish it on a healthy note and says, God, so that we may be used for your service. Bless us. Okay? That's Grant's line. Okay? And so, what we need is, I've heard someone do this once, but I think we need it. You know one of those bells that they have at the restaurants when the food's ready, that ding, 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 ding? Okay, we need one of those at every meal we do. And when someone starts the tape, we need one of those bells, okay? And you start, God, we just want to thank you for this day. There should be someone, ding, 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 ding. Okay, like, why don't we just start with acknowledging God that is with us? God, you are amazing every day. You're incredible, God. And we set the pace a bit differently from just, God, we thank you for this day that I can be alive. Like, God, you are actually really incredible. All right? And if you want to thank you for something, it's thanking God that I can know you today. That today I'm with you. And you can thank him for that, okay? Then we go and I say, look, God, we just pray that you'll be with us, okay? Ding, 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 ding. And I think sometimes it's confusing. You mean the God that is inside of you, the Holy Spirit that lives in you, you want me to be with you? Like, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't very often speak to people who aren't with me. And so God, we pray that you'll be with us. Okay, like, he's inside of me. And so you might say, no, honest, actually what we're trying to say is that we just want to be aware that the presence of God is with us. Now say that. Okay, pray that. But I think so, like, so just, I mean, the Holy Spirit is in us. And so that is just a line. You get what I'm saying? It's like, man, I can understand why prayer can become boring. Because we don't even know what we're saying. Yeah? Anybody finding this funny with me? All right. And sometimes I'm like, Lord, and bless the food. And I think sometimes the Lord looked at me, he's like, it's McDonald's. Like, I find it extremely hard to bless McDonald's in your body. All right. There's not much I can do with a fake patty and a bun. All right. It's like, so that I can be used for your service. Okay. Eat something else. Like, I don't know. It's like, if you're going to continue eating that, your prayer's soon going to change to something different. All right? It's like, Lord, heal him. I want to challenge you this afternoon when you have a meal. Consider what you're praying, man. Like, and I never get the hands part. Like, I remember the first time I heard that, it's like, why the hands? Like, man, listen, my wife is going to have beautiful hands. But, like, I want to pray for her. Lord, bless her for making the food. All right? And so, the reason I know I'm joking now, and I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad here about your prayer life, but on the one hand, I do, okay? And I want to challenge you to sometimes, I mean, I don't know, what's the Lord, sometimes picture, I wish Jesus would speak back louder sometimes. Okay? It's like, what do you mean? I don't know. Like, okay. And sometimes just I want us to consider what is the Lord's reaction to our prayers. Yeah, so sometimes I felt God laughing at me when I said stuff, and not in a bad way. Okay, you hear me? But I think there's more for us in prayer than just reciting a line over and over and over. And sometimes we can come to corporate prayer meetings together at church, and there's this, you'll get it. Some people just have the same line over and over and over. Man, I can understand. Well, after 2 months, we need to remind guys again of prayer meeting. Because it's no life, no real relationship. It's like a line we've heard. Sometimes you get this also, some people have like pet theologies, but they never get a chance to preach. So in their prayer time, they try and put like a mini preach in there. And I just want to let you all know what I really believe about the Trinity, okay? And it's like, God, we thank you that today we pray to the Father through Jesus by the Holy Spirit. I'm like, okay, like, we can give you a time somewhere to pray, to preach that, but that's not the prayer time. Okay, anybody, yes, I'm stepping on some toes here. I'm digging it, okay? And see now, the disciples in the Bible time, for the Hebrews, prayer was a big deal, okay? They grew up devoted to prayer. Like, they would get every day to the synagogue, and prayer was their thing. I don't want to implicate them now, but like, I think sometimes it might have been like that. Simple religion, coming again, presenting the line. And then Jesus came around. Come on, pray. Yeah? Jesus came around, and there was something different about the way that he prayed. And like, I think it's Davi that said this morning, it's one of the only times that the disciples went to Jesus, and they're like, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Because we've been praying all our lives, but not like that. There's something different about the way that you prayed and the relationship that you have with the Father that we don't know about. And I think again, as Josh Jen, man, we read that verse, devoted themselves to the prayers. And I think sometimes we just like straight past it. And we don't know what it means to be devoted to the prayers. But I think, again, we need to, for myself as well, like, I'm preaching on this, but I want to say my prayer life often consisted about, God, thank you for this day. All right? And there's something regarding the prayers that it's like Jesus must come and teach us again. What does it look like? All right? And so he starts in Matthew 6. And he says this, and this is a good line. Okay, I think it lines up with what I just said now. It says, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases. Now, how many of what we've done, blessing the hands and blessing my McDonald's and whatever, and thank you for this day and be with us, how many of that often is just empty phrases? Just really no relationship, no point, nothing of the heart of God in it. It's just like, we need to pray, let's say something. Okay. How often does prayer become something to open a meeting with, to get everybody quiet, and a prayer to end the meeting so that everybody know you can go home now? Empty phrases. And we heap it up and we think it blesses the Lord's heart. It says, for they think that they'll be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you even ask him. But he says, but when you pray, pray like this, our Father. I'm sure the disciples expected an answer like, okay, Jesus, the Messiah, is going to teach us how to pray. And he's going to start something like, oh, holy God, woe to me. Okay. And he starts just like, when you pray, pray like our Father. Personal. Personal. Relationship. Not a far off God, but one who, and again, this thing of families coming through quite strong today. Not the hearts of the children who's on the one side and the hearts of the parents who's on the others. But Jesus wants that to be one, together. He says, when you pray, you come to a personal God, our Father, who is in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Man, that's why I say, why don't we just start by acknowledging how great the Lord is. God, there's a ton of stuff in the back of my mind that I want to ask you for today. There's a ton of stuff that worries me. There's stuff that is weighing heavy on my heart. But I'm going to start by just saying, God, you are amazing. Blessed are you, God. In every season. When it's going well, and when it's not going well. Great are you, God. Hallowed be your name. It says, your kingdom come, and your will be done. Now, I mean, if you ever want to pray something, like so often we're just so quick to ask, God, we pray this morning that you'll do this. And I mean, it's not bad. I think we can ask the Lord and we should ask the Lord. But I think sometimes we just ought to start, God, what is on your heart this morning that you want to do? I don't want to command you this morning. What is it that this morning that your kingdom will come and your will be done? How many of you prayed this prayer when you woke up this morning? Do you remember that when the time I preached about Moses on the mountain in Exodus 33? And he says, God, he said he found favor in my sight. And he says, Lord, would you teach me your ways? Teach me your ways, God. What is it that you want to do this morning? And you see how prayer finds a different spin to just when we come and we ask, we heap up empty phrases and we come, Lord, what is it that you desire this morning? What is on your heart? Suddenly, relationship kicks in. And it's different. And I want to say, even often, I mean, I said to you, often I come through those doors when I'm at home, and there's stuff that's weighing heavy on my heart, and there's concerns, and there's, oh, Jesus, I pray this morning that you would do this. But like, when we just start off by acknowledging how great the Lord is, often those problems become so small in view of God's mercy. But when the problem is a concern, and I just want to present this morning, it's like, I don't know if God can do it. Who have you felt like that before? It's like this thing, again, when we prayed for parents and kids this morning, for some, they might have been, I've asked the Lord 1,000 times. I don't know if he can do it. But if in view of him, if you know that he's all about relationship, he can. And he wants to. That's why he can. In view of God. And then we get to the part where we can ask God, give us our daily bread. And then we get to the part where we can ask him. And I think we're actually in a season where God allows us to ask. He says, ask me for my spirit. Daily bread. You know, one of the, it's not in my notes here, but like one of the things for me back in the day is like, you know, with the Israelites going through the desert, God gave them fresh manna every day. And it's a picture of fresh bread, fresh time with the Lord every day. Okay, give us our daily bread. I once bought paninis, okay, pick a pay, you know, those thick, harde brood, goed, né? And so, we didn't finish it the one day, and 2 days later, I was hungry, and I was like, oh man, there's paninis, okay, and it's like, it was this brick, okay, and I thought, how about if I put this thing in the microwave, and we heat it up, and so I put it in the microwave, and yes, it was nice, and I made like a whole sandwich thing, and put meat on there. It was the chewiest thing I've had in my entire life, like trying to get that panini, like, okay, and sometimes with God, our prayer life and even our time in the Word can look like that. It's like there's old bread, old revelation, and we're just trying to heat it up again. Like, I remember 2 weeks ago, God did this, and I'm just going to put that thing in the microwave again and try and stir it up, and that it's fresh bread, and it's this chewy thing, and it's God is not there. It's God, daily bread. What is it that you want to do this morning? Where are you, God? Give us, we want to see you this morning. Give us our daily bread that we need to be with you. Fresh bread. Thanks, Mike. Okay. And then, I think one of the key things that we can pray, it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Guys, if you ever want to pray a prayer, it's like that. It says the devil is is walking around. What is that word? Prowling. Okay, walking around like a roaring lion, okay? Seeking who he can devour. And if you want to spend time on your knees personally, but I think together as well, one prayer we can pray is, God, help us do not fall into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Okay? I don't think we can always pray that God would stop the temptation, okay, because the devil's out there. But if we can pray, Lord, would you keep us? Keep us, God. Okay? If you want to be on your knees, you can pray for that. That's a good thing to ask. All right? And so, the point of the Lord's Prayer is not just to recite the exact words over and over again. I think there can be power in that in a time, and we sang it this morning. But man, it's to catch something that Jesus is trying to teach us there behind it. Because it shifts our hearts regarding prayer. When we don't just start with asking and then leaving. But we actually acknowledge the Lord and we discover Jesus in the process. That's what it's about. And together. I mean, in prayer meetings, I don't know if you've been in corporate prayer meetings together, but isn't it beautiful to see when someone saw the Lord and you can see it in their prayers and I'm like, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And it breaks something open in my heart when I can agree with someone else and you can see them breaking through. Yeah? And so, man, I mean, I'm not going to get to half of what I wanted to get to today, all right? There's a lot of prayer, and I think we can stay on this for a while, and we need to, okay? But I think one of the reasons why we don't value prayer and corporate praying as we should is because we don't believe in the power that there is in it, all right? Do we really believe that when we pray together, revival can come? Thank you. But I had to ask myself, do I really believe it? Okay? Because sometimes one of the things I'm challenging the elders at the moment with is, I said to them, guys, in our meetings that we come together in the week to plan and to strategize and to pray or to consider the church, we need to pray more. But often, the devil catches us out like I have an agenda, okay? There's like whole stuff to get through to. So I would open in prayer, because it's a holy thing. Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you, okay, whatever. Okay, we can start there. And we just, okay? And then we're like, cool, but we have an agenda. God, we just pray that you'll be with us. Amen. Guys, okay, we need to start with this. And I value my own opinion and the opinion of men more than what God wants to say. Yeah, it's heavy, okay? The Lord tuned me big time, okay? And I said, guys, even if we have an hour and we have stuff to get through, I fully believe that it's worth more that we pray together. We just find the Lord. And He will resolve many of those things without our opinions. Because He can. No? And we need to force ourselves back into that thing. We need to pray together more. So that for us as elders, that's one way we landed. So there's much more power in prayer than in my opinion. So why don't people enjoy prayer meetings? Because I can't say what I believe. I don't have my time to say what I think. And man, there's a verse, it's not part of my notes, but in Romans 8 somewhere, where it says, do not be wise in your own sight. That's one to put on your wall, okay? Do not be wise in your own sight. What you think is so right. Sometimes we just need to put whatever we think is wise out the way and just come before the Lord. What do you want to do this morning, God? Teach me your ways. Amen? So for us, I think I'm going to land it soon, and we will touch on it again, but there's more that I want to discover here. But I just want to encourage you, in Joel 1 verse 14, it says this, consecrate a fast, and we might do that at some stage, okay? No amens to that. It says, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Now, I want to ask, let's just say for the next month, if we come together at church and everybody's here and there's no preach, no worship, we're just going to cry out to the Lord together for 2 hours. How many of you would come by week 3? You know, I just don't really feel the presence like I used to when we worship. Yeah. Who cares? Okay? Like, how many of us would come? Like, I would struggle to come if I'm honest right now. But like, call together and let's just cry out to the Lord together. Yeah? There's that. Okay? 1 Timothy 2:8, it says, I desire that in every place that men should lift holy hands, praying without anger or quarreling. And I want to stir this with the guys. Okay? Often you'd find ladies praying together, or there's a ladies prayer group. Men, I want to say for us, we should pray together more often with holy hands lifted. And we just bless the Lord. Okay, and of course, ladies, okay, you guys are key. But I think sometimes the men said, we'll lead, we will allow the ladies to pray. Okay, no. There's something powerful when we come together and we come before the Lord and we submit our prayers to the Lord. All right? 1 Chronicles 16, it says this, seek the Lord and His strength, seek His presence continually. There's often when we pray, it's a seeking. It's like we're finding our way. Like, because I know I don't see everything. We have an idea when we come here on a Sunday what the Lord wants to do, but it's often like vivid. Is vivid the word? Like, not clear. Yeah, okay? And we seek together. So seeking His presence continually. Lord, where are you, God? What is it that you desire? Matthew 26 says, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so, you know that our flesh just gives in so easily. And the more you give in to sin, the easier you give in to temptation. And so sometimes you need to strengthen, not sometimes, always, you need to strengthen your spirit in prayer. And sometimes even my spirit to pray individually is weak. But when I come together with others, and we stir up the gift and I strengthen our spirit, there's something that the spirit gets stronger to resist temptation. And we need to do that together. And then Philippians, and this is the one which, there was a lot that actually came out regarding when that time when I preached about anxiety. And I think this is one. It says, do not be anxious about anything. About anything. Okay. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to the Lord. And I want to stir you. That anxiety thing, I mean, we can touch on that again because it's not a way. The Lord like he highlighted it. Some of you got delivered from it. But that thing keeps wanting to come back. Yeah? And I want to stir you, man. When you can feel anxiety wanting to creep up, what am I going to do? Okay. Just make those requests known before the Lord. God, I just put this before you. Come and have your way, God. Not my way. Your way. Come and do it, Lord. And we do it together. All right. So we're going to continue on this, but I really pray, my desire for us this morning is that there'll be a stirring in your heart that our prayer lives can grow. Guys, there must be more for us than what we're currently seeing. Okay? There must be more. Okay? If two ladies saw something of praying together and revival broke out in a whole nation, what can the Lord do amongst us when we genuinely come together to just seek Him and bless Him? All right, there must be more. So I want to stir you, okay? 8:15 on a Sunday morning, we pray together right here. It's open to anyone, all right? And I want to urge you. I know some of you are thinking, oh, 7:45, oh my heck, okay, no. Trust me, if you can be on time at 9, you can be on time at 8:15 if you prioritize it, man. And so I want to urge you, make it part of us. Just make it part of your routine. We're going to come together and we're going to pray. And we're going to see what the Lord does. All right? Here's a good one for you. Tuesday mornings at 5:30 to 6:30. All right? Okay? Come out. Okay? I'm joking. Okay? I know. And so this is where it gets real. Okay? But I want to stir you. Okay? Man, I often say to the Lord when I wake up for that thing, is that Jesus, you see the suffering okay, today. But guys, I want to urge you, 5:30 to 6:30 on a Tuesday morning at Martin and Cesario's house in 12th Avenue. Number 10 in 12th Avenue. Be there. All right? And we just seek the Lord together. I need to get there again as well. Okay? And I want to challenge you. I don't want to put anything on you to make it a weekly thing or whatever. You come before the Lord and you ask Him, God, what is it that you're asking of me? But that we need to pray together more is something the Lord is saying. So one thing is we can't stay where we are. Okay, there's some moving forward for all of us. And I want to dare you to get before the Lord. It's like, God, what is it asking of you? You can even maybe say, please don't let it be the 5:31. But like, I mean, if he says that, I want to challenge you to obey Him. Okay, and man, you'll be richly blessed by praying together and see what the Lord does. Even Martin said this morning, but on Tuesday morning, what they prayed for is that the Lord would teach us regarding prayer. And he didn't know I'm preaching about this. Okay? And they prayed into it, and the Lord is busy doing it. And the Lord's finger is on the thing. So I want to dare you, get in there. Okay? There's other times, I would love to just see, like someone said earlier, but when we come together in houses, sometimes we just speak about stuff. Yo, this is so concerning, and this happened, and this happened. Often we just need to, I think we need to get in a routine where we need to stop one another complaining and just say, let's just present that before the Lord. We just pray together. So God, you heard what we just mentioned now. You heard that it's weighing heavy on our hearts. Jesus, we just give this to you. We need to deal with it. I'm telling you, our relationships will do this because we're seeing together. But I would hate for us to remain here where we are now because I think we're missing the power of praying together. There's more for us, guys. All right. So, was it okay? Any of the guys want to add something? Yeah, cool. So, I want us to do this together now. There's a couple of minutes left. And so, we're going to take time. And I just felt this morning, there's something on those first two lines in the way that Jesus taught us to pray. It says, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done. And I want us to, can we break into groups of like 4, 5, 6? Yeah? And you just focus on those two. And so, now everybody's like, oh no. Yes, we're going to do this. Okay, we need to get into this. Yeah? And so, I said this a couple of times, but my parents used to play a game with me when I was young in the car. Okay, and we'd go through the alphabet, and we'd start like an A. And then my mom would ask me, what attributes of God is there with A? Yeah? And I would think, he's the Alpha. And the Omega. He's able. He's almighty. He's all-knowing. Okay, yes, I'm going in Afrikaans here. It's almachtig. Okay? Like, I don't know, but I remember, like, I wasn't even saved. But I remember 10 years old, I was sitting and I was thinking words to describe the beauty of Jesus. Né? And so if you're struggling to say something of God, how blessed he is this morning, I want to challenge you, pick a letter of the alphabet and think of a word that describes the Lord this morning. You just pray that out. All right? It's a good exercise. Play it with your kids in the car. Amen? And so then you just bless the Lord together. Né? And then if we get to the point where we ask the Lord something this morning, I want to dare you to ask him, Jesus, come and have your way amongst us. Would you teach us your ways, Lord? Let your will be done amongst us. And we pray together for that, and then we'll finish. Is that cool? All right? So you can turn your chairs. We're done with it. Okay, we're not going to sit like this. Turn your chairs in little groups, and we're going to take 5 to 10 minutes. We're just going to pray together. All right?